Hello, I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm so glad you joined us today as we continue our series on Just a Thought on the book of Revelation. We'll get into our study right after this. We now join in progress part 7 of 8 in our study. In Revelation chapter 3, and verse 11, the scripture says, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." This scripture reveals the fact that God does not see time as we see time. Consider the fact that he makes the statement, "Behold, I come quickly." Now, we might look at this and say, well, it's been a long time since the Lord said he would come quickly. And he still hasn't come. In fact, scoffers have taken advantage of this. And we read about them in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." They scoff at the coming of Christ, make fun of it. They literally call Jesus a liar. Peter then goes on to tell us that they are willingly ignorant. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5. "For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water." They were ignorant. They're willingly ignorant. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, we read, "But beloved, be not ignorant." He said the scoffers were ignorant, but he says to the Christian, don't be ignorant. Be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. This scripture shows the fact that God certainly does not see time as we see it. Because 1,000 years is as one day to the Lord. In Psalm chapter 90 and verse 4, it says, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night." God certainly doesn't see time as we see it. We need to keep these scriptures in mind when we hear the Lord say, "Behold, I come quickly." Because when we look at these scriptures, we see that it's only been about 2 days since the Lord made this promise. Therefore, we should be prepared at any moment for his coming. Even more so today than men were in the past. The Lord warns us saying, "Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." We are warned that we can suffer loss at the hands of man if we do not hold fast that which we have in rewards before the throne of God. The Lord's return is our hope. We long for his return. We love his return. But when he returns, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, where our rewards will be determined. They will be determined according to the works that we have done since we got saved. Now, don't get this wrong. This is not talking about losing our salvation. This is talking about losing our rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. Salvation is a gift freely given for all who put their faith and trust in the blood of Jesus Christ. But the rewards at the judgment seat of Christ are given for what we've done since we got saved. Think about it. Think about this. If you were presented with a crown and had it in your possession right now, would you treat it carelessly? Would you leave it outside unguarded? Or would you guard it with your very life? Now, I don't know about you, but I believe we would guard it. so that no man would take it from us. So we have rewards ahead of us, which we will receive at the hands of our Savior at the judgment seat of Christ. But there is the implication that we can lose these rewards if we do not hold fast. We are told 4 times in Scripture, "Behold, I come quickly." We read it in our present Scripture, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 11. Then we read it in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 7, and then in verse 12, and then in verse 20 of Revelation chapter 22. The fact that the Lord says 4 times, "Behold, I come quickly," affirms the fact of His coming and our need to be ready for His coming.